Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nephew Ryo affirmed the state's pride in its rich heritage of faith, deeply rooted in homes, communities and institutions. Speaking at the India Mission Summit 2025 yesterday at Dimapur Ao Baptist Arogo, he emphasized the vital role of churches in shaping societal values and identity. Mr. Ryo acknowledged the Naga people's journey of struggle and sacrifice, sustained by prayer, fellowship and unity. He noted that the people are mindful of living in a time of extraordinary transformation in the global Christian movement. Despite social challenges and incidents targeting places of worship, Mr. Ryo praised the church's ongoing role in education, healthcare, and promoting peace. Calling the India Mission Summit a meaningful opportunity for prayer, reflection, and shared purpose, the Chief Minister emphasized that it is a time for all to listen, learn from one another, and renewed commitment to spreading the gospel's message of hope and reconciliation. Mr. Ryo said Nagaland is honored to contribute to the Global Church's mission, reaffirming Nagaland's dedication to being a beacon of faith within India and the Global Church. The Chief Minister expressed hope that young people inspired by such events will courageously carry forward this legacy as ambassadors of Christ. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday inaugurated National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology NILIT Digital University NDU platform in New Delhi. The platform is designed to democratize access to high-quality digital education. The minister also virtually inaugurated other five NILIT centers at Muzaffarpur in Bihar, Balasur in Odisha, Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh, Lunglai in Mizoram, and Daman. Talking to media after the launch, the minister informed that NILIT will work towards providing education that is needed for the students digitally as per industry needs. He added that the university will offer industry-oriented courses. Mr. Vaishnaw also highlighted how NILIT Digital University fulfills Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolution of providing technical education to remote areas including Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities.
The focus of NILIT Digital University will be to give the education which is needed by the industry. NILIT will start discussing with the industry participants, and about 500 industries will be selected by NILIT for preparing the courses which are in line with what the industry needs, what the students would like to have, so that they become absolutely aligned with the industry's requirements.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has announced major relief for stationery items. Students and retailers are benefiting under the latest GST reforms. The GST on pencils has been reduced from 12% to nil. Notebooks and copies, including exercise books, graph books and laboratory notebooks, are now completely tax-free, down from 12%. Erasers have also become GST-free with the rate reduced from 5% to nil. Pencil sharpeners now attract no GST, reduced from 12%. Additionally, geometry boxes and mathematical instrument sets, which earlier had a 12% GST, will now attract only 5%. The Ministry of Ayush has conferred the National Dhanvantari Ayurveda Awards 2025 to Professor Banwari Lal Gaur, Vaidya Nila Kandan Moose ET, and Vaidya Bhavana Prasher, recognizing their outstanding contributions to the field of Ayurveda across academic, traditional, and scientific domains. In a statement, the Ministry of Ayush said that these awards celebrate individuals who have made impactful contributions to the promotion, preservation, and advancement of Ayurveda. And the first Public Health Engineering Department Sports Meet 2025 kicked off yesterday at Arena 365 Kacharigaon in Dimapur. Organized by Association of Public Health Engineers, the meet was inaugurated by Minister for PHED and Cooperation, Jacob Jimomi. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Jimomi lauded all the athletes for displaying true sportsmanship by participating at the department's call. He expressed hope that this initiative would be emulated by other departments across the state. Mr. Jimomi emphasized that such initiative can help promote sports as a promising profession.
I wish this will only be emulated by the other various big departments in the state, so that through this kind of initiative we can promote sports. As sports, you all are aware that it's a very promising profession. There's a profession security, job security in this sector, recognition, good economics as well if you are really a very good sportsman and woman.
A total of 70 teams from various districts are participating in 4 events: futsal, badminton, carom, and tug of war. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.